T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
The time that we start the show, you're in your car, you're on your way to KFC or wherever it is. Do people be able to go to KFC anymore for lunch?
No, Popeyes. Had Popeyes for lunch yesterday.
What'd you have? What was the order?
I go for the number 7, which is the 5 tenders.
And spicy or mild?
Spicy, of course. Spicy with fries, and I get an extra biscuit, Dr. Pepper to drink.
We are right there. Until you said Dr. Pepper, at least the Popeyes that I go to, they have strawberry Fanta. So that's happening.
I'm a pineapple Fanta guy.
See?
Make me a bicycle clown.
A lot of people hit me up yesterday with their pictures from Popeyes, which is great. This hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall. As the Big Ten West champion, Northwestern Wildcats host Ohio State, Michigan State, and more. Season tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. It's also brought to you by Continental Toyota. Experience the Continental Toyota difference with over 400 new and used vehicles in stock located on LaGrange Road and I-55 in Hodgkins. ContinentalToyota.com. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until Cubs baseball today. Cubs and Diamondbacks, they start up a series. Some breaking news on the White Sox front. Tim Anderson will be suspended for 1 game. For what? Appeal that. Speaking of Tim Anderson, he and I had a conversation about 90 minutes ago. We recorded it because he had to, you know, have batting practice and everything else. I'm going to bring that conversation to you momentarily. So if you want to know why he's chucking bats and why he's hitting 422 and leading the American League, then you should stick around. But we start this show as we start all things with a rundown. Run them down.
Run them down.
The Rundown.
As I said, we're going to hear from Tim Anderson coming up in a few minutes. We're going to start our conversation with the Cubs. The Cubs are back at home after having a day off. They've won 7 out of their last 10 games, which is great. The only problem is that they haven't got enough hitting from Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryant. Now, Rizzo is kind of a slow starter anyway. The Bryant situation is a little bit more confusing. Cubs GM Jed Hoyer was on The Score. He said this about Brizzo.
You don't usually have 7 or 8 guys that are hot at the same time in a lineup. You usually have, you know, you hope you have 3 or 4 guys that are hot, and then 3 or 4 guys are usually trying to find it. And that's kind of what we have right now. You know, Baez and Contreras, you know, look fantastic. You know, as you mentioned, Descalso and Hayward, those guys have been really good. You know, right now, you know, I think, you know, our two big guys are struggling, and I think that's kind of a good thing that we've won 7 out of 10 while those guys have struggled, and we know those guys will carry us at some point. With Rizzo, he's a slow starter. You know, we know that about him. We've seen it before, and I do think he's hitting some hard luck. With Chris, I just think he's searching a little bit right now. I have no doubt that he'll find it. He's totally healthy. So it's just a matter of, you know, finding his timing, finding his swing, and I think once he does, you know, he'll hit some homers in bunches. But yeah, it's been a slow start for those guys. But luckily, you know, the guys like Wilson and Javi have picked him up.
This from Christopher Comco over at NBC Sports Chicago. Bryant and Rizzo are hitting a slash line of 189, 318, 331 with 4 home runs. Everyone else on the Cubs, if you take the pitchers out, 303, 381, 509 with 22 home runs. Let's move over to the White Sox, and let's talk about their kind of crazy game that went on yesterday, where it was back and forth with them and Detroit, including Aloy getting loose.
Aloy hits it in the air right field. Castellanos, warning track and the wall. It is gone! Mount Eloy erupts again. Go indoors. It's 3-2.
Yeah, things were doing all right, and then Detroit came back, and then there was another home run by Wellington.
Castillo a drive, left field. Peterson's got no shot. We are tied. Wellington Castillo, another eighth inning destruction, and we're even at seven.
But Detroit would fight its way back into this game, and it was a disappointing loss, even though the offense continued to play well.
I do have options. We do need the other guys to, you know, step up. The thing is that they're not stepping up or not doing their job. It's that we've pressed them into some heavy duty since the beginning, and where we might have situations in which we can give them good matchups and limit the amount of time that they're out there and kind of bring them along in their learning their particular role here at the Major League level.
And that was Ricky Renteria. This segment is being brought to you by your Chicagoland Papa John's. Chicagoland Papa John's is offering free pizza this weekend. Buy one pizza at regular price and get the second pizza of equal or less value for free. Use promo code FREEPIZZADAY on Papa John's app or online at papajohns.com. That's promo code FREEPIZZADAY. So that takes care of the rundown for today. There's not a lot going on, although right before we got on the air, we found out that Major League Baseball is going to suspend Tim Anderson for one game, which to me is ridiculous. But I'll save my thoughts on that until a little bit later on. So this morning, got in touch with the White Sox. We were able to make it work out. Tim Anderson called into the studio, so I recorded the conversation. We had a great chat about what happened against Kansas City and the fortunes of the White Sox as it stands. So I wanted to bring it to you since we haven't shared it anywhere yet. I started things out with Tim, talking with him about being the most talked about person in the game right now. What's it like to be the most talked about person in Major League Baseball right now?
Man, it's awesome, man. I think people are starting to recognize and kind of, you know, pick up on the way that, you know, the way that things are going. But, you know, man, I'm going to continue to keep doing, you know, doing what I've been doing, you know. Everything's good, though. Everything's good, man. It's been great, you know. I'm in a great space.
Well, you seem to be. I mean, you're leading the American League in hitting right now, and I heard you talk about how you're going to continue to play this game with joy. How did you find that joy in the game to play with?
Oh, man, you got to think, man. You playing at the highest level as possible, and you know, for a guy like me, man, I've been through so much in life, and I mean, came from so much. So it's like, man, those are moments that, you know, that I want to remember forever. So, you know, I play with a lot of passion and I play with a lot of energy. And you know, man, just to enjoy that moment, man, that's gonna stick with me forever, man, regardless of, you know, all the bad things that have been saying, all the good things that have been saying about it. I think it's a very special moment for me, man. Just to, you know, be able to hit a home run in a big league game, man, that's tough to do. That's tough to do. And you know, man, I've been through a lot, man. So I just love to have fun, man. And, you know, I love my job.
It seems like you're in a space right now, and I don't mean to overstep, but it seems like you're in a space right now where you're really celebrating life. And I know that what you went through with your best friend was really rough.
Yep.
But on top of that, now you have a great family, another new daughter. So it seems to me like you're really celebrating life right now on the baseball diamond.
Yeah, man, that's. I think baseball is kind of a way that I could, you know, kind of, I get the time to myself to kind of enjoy, you know, what's really going on in my life. You know, like you said, man, I had a new daughter, wife, another daughter, man. So, you know, life is great, man. So I'm just enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it. And I can't let nobody take that away from me, man. Like I said, you know, I've been through a lot of things, man. I lost a friend. I lost a lot of family, you know, to certain things. But, you know, I'm starting to see that light at the tunnel and things are getting back bright for me. And man, I'm just, you know, I'm enjoying it, man. I'm enjoying, you know, what's going on.
When you hit the home run, can you walk me through like what you were feeling at the moment that where you tossed the bat?
Yeah. You know, when I hit it, man, I honestly, you know, nobody has this thing of what they're going to do on when you hit a home run. So it was kind of one of those things, man. I was just in the moment, and that fired me up, man. I hit it. I smoked the ball, man, and I got excited. And, I wanted to enjoy that part with my teammates. And, I fight for my teammates, man, and I love my teammates. And I think that gets them going, they see a guy playing with a lot of energy and, playing with a lot of passion. And I think it's easy for them to flick that switch and go out and do it. Let's go. Let's go, man. This is what, I think that brings energy to them as well.
You talked a little bit after the game about it bringing energy inside the ballpark, too. It seemed to, at least on social media, from what I saw White Sox fans being fired up by it.
Yeah, man, I think it's just one of those things, man. We the game is changing. The game is changing, man. It's the new school. I feel like this is like the new wave of things. And, with social media and all that thing going on, from a fan standpoint, I think that makes the young kids, excited, and I think that gets the young kids into it, and I think that makes the young kids want to watch more baseball. I mean, a lot of things is changing in baseball, as far as trying to minimize the time of the game. Just trying to switch the game, man. Do something exciting, man. Make people want to watch baseball, man. A lot of exciting things. I'm not the first one to bat stuff. I didn't create it. I just did it a different way, and I think they caught wind of it, and it's all over the place. So.
Were you expecting to get hit?
Honestly, I didn't think of it. I didn't think of it. Just because of the situation. For me to leave off the end, and then you hit me and put me on, man. I was gonna steal that bag, so I didn't really expect it. I think the history of with those guys, it was possible. But man, when I hit a home run, I don't think I ever disrespected them as a team or showed them up as a team. I got excited, man, and. I did this for my team, and I think it was all about us at that moment and not about them. So, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, man. It was a great moment, and we're going to keep rolling and keep having fun.
It seemed to me like you and the catcher kind of were like, okay, yeah, like you did what you did, I did what I did, and everything was cool. And then everything seemed to go sideways.
Yeah, man. And that was one of the things that he said to me, like, you know what you did. And as you can see in the video, you can see me patting on his chest and saying, yeah, man, we good. And, by that time, man, by the time we made it up halfway down the line and me started saying we're good, I think everybody, took that the wrong way and kind of, everybody was on the field and that kind of escalated. But, we're going to keep moving. We're going to keep moving, man, and we're going to keep playing the game hard and with a lot of energy. We're not going to change for nobody. We're going to continue to do us and, keep doing what we've been doing. And that's having a lot of fun.
I noticed didn't nobody want it with Jose Abreu. I noticed that real quick.
Yeah, man, he's a different cat. He's a different cat, man, and, great teammate. Great teammate, man. I can't thank him enough for, being able to, to control me in that situation. And I was in a good space, but to be able to, keeping it from getting to bigger things than what could have happened. So yeah, man, he did a great job, heck of a job, man. And I think that shows a lot about, how much my team will fight for me and show how much they love me. And it speaks highly of them, and I think we're all in. That speaks a lot about my ball club. We're all in and we're on the same page, and we're going to fight for each other. We're going to continue to have fun with each other. And because at the end of the day, man, it's our season, and it's all about us. It's all about us.
Spending a few minutes here with Tim Anderson on The Score. So did you ever get an explanation on why you were thrown out?
No, I'm to the point I'm kind of, I don't need one. I get it. It was a heated moment, and, we're going to keep moving. We're going to keep moving, man. That was, that was a couple of days ago. So, I played yesterday and played again tonight. So we're going to keep moving and keep having fun and, keep being us.
So why do you think you're having so much success at the plate so far this year?
Man, I think I'm putting a lot into the game, man. I've been working hard. I think I've been, breaking down and getting with our hitting coach and, you know, he's been teaching me the game a lot more and showing me things. And, you know, man, I'm starting to get the game a lot more and understanding a lot more, and I'm learning, you know, more so what guys are still trying to do to me. And, man, it's been a crazy road. It's been a crazy road, man. You know, I would have never thought that this would happen. Man, I'm just honored and blessed to be in the position that I'm in. And I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to keep being me, you know, and keep having fun because, I mean, that's what it's all about.
In spring training, you were pretty vocal about how you felt about this group. And to see yourself hitting well and Aloy come up and Moncada smashing the ball, how does that make you feel about the present and the future for White Sox baseball?
Man, I think it gets a lot of people fired up. It definitely gets me fired up. And I think we're at a place where we want to be. You know, it's not like, you know, it's no place like, you know, being where you want to be. And I think that's where we're at with it. And these guys have been doing a heck of a job, man. And we got a great young core, and I think that we're all bought into what the White Sox are trying to do. And I don't want to win nowhere else but on the South Side, man. I love Chicago. I love the White Sox, and that's where I want to be.
Well, Tim, man, I appreciate you jumping on my show. Thank you so much for coming on and talking about all of this. And please keep up the good work because it's a lot of fun watching you guys play.
Awesome, man. Thank you a lot. Thanks for having me.
Let's go! What did he say? I don't want to win anywhere else but the South Side. Let's go! I'm loving the text here. Loving the text. There are a lot of like Cub fans are like, yo, I like that guy. That's what it's supposed to be. I appreciate that you listened. Again, we recorded that before the news came down that he got suspended. So we recorded it like 10:30 this morning. But let's go. He's fired up. That's what I want. White Sox baseball. He brought it all back. We're all in. We need to take a break. If you'd like to react to what you heard, 312-644-6767 is the number. Also, I want to pay tribute to Doug Buffone because we lost Doug Buffone 4 years ago this weekend. I got some fun stuff for you next here on The Score. Glad that you guys stuck around for the interview with Tim Anderson. I thought it was really good. I mean, he hit a lot of right notes, especially at the end. He's like, Southside, that's the only place where I want to win. And it seems like he's trying to have a little fun with that young team. And MLB came down today and suspended him for one game. I would hope that Tim appeals and that gets reduced to a fine, even though there should be no punishment. Unless he said something that we missed. Unless there was something said to Joe West or somebody that we missed. I don't see a reason that he would be suspended. I've enjoyed that you enjoyed the interview too. I'm Lawrence, by the way. It's my show. I'm here usually noon to two. Today we cut it short because we got Cubs baseball coming up. I got the lineup, by the way, and I'll share that with you momentarily. I also enjoy the crosstown like respect thing where Cubs fans are like, yo, I like that guy. Like, that's what's up. I'm glad that he's having fun, and I like that dude. Like this texter who said, Cubs fan here, my new favorite White Sox since Pauly. Cubs fan here from 773, I want him on my squad. If Tim Anderson's playing second and Javi's playing shortstop, you talk about having yourself a swaggy infield. Your infield swag level would be enormous. 312 texter in all caps text. All gas, no brakes. Let's go. 262 texter says, Big Herd calls Tim Anderson a Ricky Henderson type. That's dope. 608 texter says, that's my man. Let's go, Timmy. 773 texter in all caps. Ride with us or get run over. I like this. I like a chesty White Sox fan base. You can't mess with our guys. Only we can mess with our guys. It's good to be chesty. Wait, let me give you a couple more.
512 Sexer says, great questions to Tim. Excellent interview. Thanks for getting him on the air. I thank the White Sox and for Tim being cool enough to come and hang out. He's a good dude, man. I'm really rooting for him. And he's made the first few weeks of the season fun. He's hitting 422 and leading the American League in hitting, which is great. So, all right, before I get out of here, and I promise I'll get to the Cubs lineup in a second. 4 years ago, Doug Buffon passed away. And you know how big of an influence Doug was around here. And he was an influence on me personally. Like, I just, there wasn't anyone who came into contact with Doug that didn't love Doug. So, in the time that we have left, I thought that I would share a couple of Doug things with you. Which way should we go? Funny story or football analysis first? Because we got both. Which way you want to go?
I want to go football analysis first.
All right. Here's what you need. You need some Doug Buffon football analysis in your life. Guess what? We got you covered.
The Bears are who we thought they were. No damn good. They stunk. I mean, I'm just saying that. But let me tell you something. It's very difficult, if you really think about this, very difficult to score when your offense is on the bench. When your defense is out there giving up 70, 80, 70, 64-yard drives and taking up the time, you don't have the damn ball to do anything with it. And that's Lovie Smith's fault, too. He's calling those damn defenses. I'm not calling them. Ed's not calling them. He's calling them. And it's about time you start calling what the hell's going on out there. And this is not the first game. This happened in Detroit. This happened in Cincinnati. You tell me what's going on out there when that team can take a football and drive it down your damn throat. At least hold them to a field goal. This defense sucks. And Tommy Harris, as far as I'm concerned, he should have walked off that field, got in a taxi cab, went to the airport, and kept on going somewhere. I don't give a damn where he is as long as he's gone from here. Because this is enough of that crap. What the hell is going on? Tommy Harris takes a guy that's laying on the ground and decides to pummel him. Big man. But he hasn't done anything anyway all year. So what the hell's the difference? This defense sucks. This is moronic. We're going to get our ass whipped all the way down the line. I've had it. I have had it. I want somebody to get kicked in the ass and get out there and play. You're getting paid to play this game and play it right. I don't mind you getting beat. I got my ass whipped many times. But I tell you, I took somebody down with me. And that's what I want to see. Not today. Not like this, what happened today. This defense sucks. You are a professional team. Act like one, for God's sakes.
Oh, I used to love that. Because it wasn't just anger. There are plenty of guys who could get on the microphone and just be angry. There's actual analysis in there. And it just, his sensibilities were so offended when he saw bad football.
I was sitting next to him for the Patriots and Packers 50-point blowouts.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
See, I always wondered, were you in more danger sitting next to Doug when the Bears were playing poorly or when they were playing great? Because I've been in rooms with Doug where the Bears are playing great and he slaps you on the back and you go flying across the room.
Yeah, or the OB slap on the shoulder.
Yeah, and you end up sideways because those guys didn't know how strong they were because we're regular people and they're not regular people. Like a regular person, you slaps you on the back, it's all good. Doug Buffon slaps you on the back, you're going to end up hurt. It's great. Like, I miss him every day, man. I truly do. I miss him every day because he's just so great. And the other thing that I loved about Doug is that Doug is probably the greatest storyteller I've ever known. I don't know, like, anyone in my life that tells stories as well as he does. So we found a story that Doug told. This is a story about a prank that Walter Payton dragged him into to play on former, current Bears trainer emeritus Clyde Emmerich and Fred Cato. Check it out.
This is a quick story. I was in training camp. And good friends of ours, guys that we loved, Fred Cato and Clyde Emmerich. Fred Cato was the trainer, and Clyde Emmerich was the strength coach. So it's about 2 o'clock in the morning, and there's a pounding on my door. And I get up and I open this. It's Walter. I said, what do you want? He said, come on, we got to go. I said, go where? He said, just come with me. He said, we're going to play a little trick on Fred Cato and Clyde Emmerich. So I said, well, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, why not? We'll give it a shot. So we go down, and they're on the other dorm. He said, here, I got to get up on your shoulders. I said, why? He said, well, I got to get to the window to play this trick. So I get down. He gets on my shoulders. I lift him up. He's standing now on my shoulders in front of the window. Next thing you know, I look up. He's lighting one of these firecrackers. Not one, a little firecracker. It's a fire. One of the, what do they call
those
them?
Old M80s?
Yes, the M80.
The M80?
Psst. I said, what are you doing? He says, get out of here. We start running. All of a sudden, blam, the whole thing blew up. That's where Clyde and I were sleeping that night. We go running in there. Now the fire engine's coming. Everybody's coming searching. Something happened. I dive into my bed like it was nothing happened. Turn the lights off. He jumps into the closet. So we're sitting there. He did. This guy, I mean, he had pulled pranks on everybody.
He did. I mean, you hear the stories about Walter Payton's prank history. It's pretty legendary. And Doug being a part of it is just funny because, like it's just, I can absolutely, like, in my mind, imagine Doug being like, okay, fine, where are we going? And then him and Walter out there running in the middle of the night. That was when they were in Rensselaer, right? Like, they weren't even in Platteville. They were in Rensselaer, Indiana doing it. It makes me feel so good. And I think that's one of the great legacies of Doug Buffone, is that you were never going to have a bad day when Doug was around. You were always going to learn something. It was always going to be fun. A tremendous human being and one of my favorite people ever. So I promise you, for as long as I am on the score, when around April 20th comes around, we will share Doug Buffone stories. Because what better way to enjoy sports than through the eyes of number 55? Cubs baseball is coming up. Descalso, Bryant, Rizzo, Baez, Contreras, Hayward, Bodie, Schwarber. And Hendricks is your lineup as they take on Arizona. Bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. That's right. Northwestern Football is going to have a lot of great games on campus this year. You should go and watch them. They are the Big Ten West champions. They're going to play Ohio State and Michigan State up in Evanston. Season tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. A great week of shows. Thanks to Young Tony Gill, our executive producer. Thanks to Rick Camp for his hard work on the show. Thanks to Tim Anderson for being on the show as well. Hope you enjoyed that interview. Cubs baseball is next. Let's see if they can keep this streak of 7 out of 10 rolling. Zach's next.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.